But right now we're going to go talk to Ann. Good morning, Ann. It's Tim Carter. Thanks for calling Ask the Builder. It's great to have you here.
Hi, Tim. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, except I'm not looking forward to going back home and digging three more holes, but I don't have a choice. I've got to get this garden shed done for Kathy.
Yes, or the pain and suffering will be insurmountable.
And it's going to be a rocking garden shed. This garden shed is Queen Anne Victorian. It's going to have two skylights in it.
Oh,
it's. Where do you guys see photos of it? Because I'm going to start chronicling it on my website. There's not much to take a photo of right now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But starting later today or tomorrow, as you see me start to put the floors in, you know, the raised floor system, you'll actually start to see it take shape. So I'm hoping by next Saturday, you'll be able to go to the website. You know, I'll probably just do it askthebuilder.com/shed.shtml. And
yeah.
You'll be able to kind of see photos of it happening. I think that'd be kind of fun to have everybody watch it kind of go up.
Yes, I do, too. I'll be sure to check in on it.
Yeah.
I've got a question, and I'm not sure that stain solver is going to be the answer, so that's why I called you first.
Okay.
I have a mobile home that has aluminum siding, and it is a 1993 model, so it's got a little age on it. And I noted that there are some black marks coming from the top of it is dark brown, and there's some black marks coming from underneath the top part, trim around the top.
Okay, uh-huh. Yeah, that's probably actually what those black marks are, probably just dirt that gets up on the roof.
Right, and drains down.
The same problem that I call it zebra striping on these people get these beautiful brand-new white gutters.
Right.
You know, around town, and then a year later they're complaining because they get these black zebra stripes on them.
Right.
Go ahead.
I figured I'd ask you if that would work on the aluminum siding. The other issue that I have is that if it pulls, you know, the siding oxidizes, if it pulls all of that off, am I going to have to paint the siding? I don't really want to do that if possible. Once you start that, that's it.
That's right. The answer is stain solver is such a strong cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it is. It just is a, it just really, it's so strong that I have seen it. I mean, I've actually done it myself where I have washed, the last couple of years I was painting the outside of my house. And this solid color stain really looked good, and you could actually take a garden hose and rinse it down and rub it with your hand, and it looked fine. Well, I put stain solver on it and then just kind of lightly, very lightly scrubbed it with a soft brush, and 60% of the pigment came off.
Oh, my.
I mean, that's how, in other words, the pigment had deteriorated from the sun and the weather, but it was still had enough strength that it would resist rubbing with your hand.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, once that stain solver hit it, it did the job, because you want to get that old bad pigment off of there and those
you know
sun damaged resins. So the answer is the only thing I could tell you to do would be to go to a small area around the side or the back of the thing where you don't rarely go. I mean, where you rarely go look at it.
Right.
And do a test area, maybe 1 foot by 1 foot. And even then, that's not a guarantee. Because, for example, let's say that you did a test area on the north side of your trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you all of a sudden come around to the south side that really gets the sun,
right?
I mean, it could just wreak havoc. And like, you'd be in tears.
Oh,
that's so
why I have to try it.
Yeah, so the only thing I would do is I think I would just try to wash the home down with just regular soap and water and see what happens. Have you tried that?
No, haven't tried that yet.
Yeah,
it a couple years ago.
Yeah, I would just get some regular Dawn. This is actually a mistake I think a lot of people make. They think it's time to repaint their house again because the house is looking dingy.
Right.
You would be shocked how good your house looks if you just get some regular Dawn dishwashing liquid soap, mix it in a bucket of water, get the house wet, just like wash your house like you wash a car, meaning
mm-hmm.
just kind of hose it down, and then take a sponge or a very soft brush like a scrub brush, but it's got like softer bristles, and
right.
just wash the house. You don't have to scrub hard. You just go back and forth a couple times, rinse it. The house looks brand new.
So that's what I'm thinking I'm going to try first.
I would try that, but I'll tell you one thing. I can already tell you that the soap and water, the Dawn soap and water, will not get rid of those zebra stripes. That stuff is tough stuff to get rid of.
Yeah, I'm going to be a scrubbing on that.
You got that right.
Well,
you know you are.
Thank you. Yeah, there you go.
That's a line from... that's kind of an adulterated line from the movie Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, no, I've not seen that.
It's a great movie. You got to rent that this weekend.
Oh, cool.
Look,
yeah.
Ryan, my producer, is shaking his head. Like,
oh,
he says it's a terrible movie, but he's wrong. It is. I was telling my. I'll tell you what. In fact, you could. I'm going to take a risk here, Ann. You know the old saying how you never want to ask a question unless you know what the answer is.
Really?
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question, and then you just answer me truthfully.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to my son yesterday. I was trying to get him motivated to help me dig these post holes in the ground for the garden shed.
Uh-huh.
And so he loves the movie Napoleon Dynamite. And I was telling him, I said, Tristan, I said, listen, there was a scene in that movie that is really true. I said, don't you remember when Napoleon and Pedro were in front of the lockers and Napoleon was really kind of crushed because he had just found out that Pedro, that this one girl that Napoleon liked in the movie, he was, you know, kind of in love with her. He was starting to fall in love with her.
Uh-huh.
That she had said yes, she was going to go to the dance with this other guy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes. Napoleon says, you know, girls only like boys friends that have great skills. So the question is, I mean, is that true? In other words, aren't women kind of attracted to, like, men that have great skills? I mean, you know, you don't want to, like, you know, all of a sudden fall in love with some loser. So would that is that a fair assessment?
Oh, yeah, they have to have something you like them to do.
Yeah, exactly. So,
yeah. So I told... that or money. Okay, Tim.
That's what I was looking for. That was the line.
It.
You're the best. Call me back in a week or so and let me know if the soap thing worked.
Okay, great.
Thanks, Ann.
Thanks. Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye. Oh, that was a great line. That's why I like radio and live radio. There's nothing like it. We got to take a quick break, don't we? We're going to take a quick break, and then while we're on the break, Ryan and I are going to get into a deep philosophical discussion about Napoleon Dynamite, I'm sure. It is a great movie, seriously. You got to stick with it, you know. But you rent it this weekend, and then we'll talk about it next week. You're listening to Ask the Builder, and when we come back, Cameron, John, you're both going to be on, so don't go away. Don't hang up. I'm going to answer both your questions when I get back from this very short break. I'm Tim Carter. It's Ask the Builder, and it's WGRR.